Tonight, a different kind of pride march is happening on Capitol Hill. It's for transgender people, the T in LGBT. There hasn't been a separate pride event for the trans community in Seattle since 1997. KUOW's Jeannie Yandel has more.
According to the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, 81% of people who expressed a transgender identity in schools in Washington state got harassed or bullied. 39% were victims of physical violence, and 10% dropped out of school as a result. Those statistics are part of the reason Carolyn McGregor and her 11-year-old are attending the Trans Pride March. Carolyn says they're lucky to live in Seattle, where her daughter has experienced relatively little harassment. But being at the march is still really important for her daughter.
She's still in a state where we're not a state, but, you know, a time when she is fighting to be authentic and to be recognized and treated equally. But I think it's just a really good place for her to be and see all the support around her and the other people that she, you know, is part of their community.
The Trans Pride March begins at 6 p.m. Speakers and music start at 7. I'm Jeannie Yandel, KUOW News.
Carolyn McGregor was a guest on KUOW's Weekday. You can find the full discussion about transgender issues and trans pride at our website, kuow.org.